Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey highlighted federal support for child care during a visit today to the largest child care provider in the Springfield area. The YMCA of Greater Springfield Child Care Center would not be open today if not for the almost $4 million the organization received over the last 12 months from various federal relief programs, Senator Markey was told during a tour of the center in downtown Springfield.
Okay, so start the tour.
Okay, beautiful.
Absolutely. So this center opened about almost 2 years ago. November will be 2 years. And we moved over from our Chestnut Street to the YMCA.
Markey said it underscored the need for a vastly expanded child care program in our country.
I would like to see at least $50 billion as a program that we put in place in order to make sure that there is funding for child care in our country.
The Democratic senator said the expansion of the child tax credit that was part of the American Rescue Plan needs to be extended.
The child tax credit has to be made permanent. So that we're giving mothers and fathers the help which they need in order to take care of their children and simultaneously to be able to go to work.
The expanded child tax credit is $3,600 per child for children up to 5 years old and $3,000 for children ages 6 to 17. Beginning July 15th, qualifying families can receive advance monthly payments rather than wait until tax filing season to claim the full credit. The Office of Democratic U.S. Representative Richard Neal of Springfield estimates that 44,000 households in the 1st Congressional District of Massachusetts will qualify for the improved tax credit. The YMCA's child care center remained open last year as an emergency child care site for the families of first responders and other essential workers, said President and CEO Dexter Johnson.
So we were closed to the general public for about 4 months of that time period, but we were fortunate to be able to serve that specific community during that time.
Since reopening to the public, enrollment has not returned to the pre-pandemic levels of about 1,000 children.
There is plenty of opportunity for enrollment right now, and we expect when school reopens more normally coming this fall, that we will, the after-school numbers will ramp up, and as people get back to work, there'll be more need for childcare.
State Representative Carlos Gonzalez of Springfield, who joined Markey for the visit at the Y, said another potential source of funds to help defray the cost of child care is the more than $5 billion Massachusetts received from the American Rescue Plan Act.
Child care is a necessity for this economy to strive and to rejuvenate itself. And I think if we're going to make America back, we need to provide some type of universal child care.
State lawmakers are planning to hold a series of public hearings after the 4th of July recess on how to spend the federal money. The Democratic legislature rejected Republican Governor Charlie Baker's initial efforts to direct about half the money to housing production, downtown development, and job training. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.